We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
I said, yeah, stand up. He stood up. I said, stand out now. I said, the Lord shows me you're a sinner. Well, I said, you're right so far. He shows me you have a hernia, a double rupture. Now, I have had, he said, come lay hands on. But again, I said, again, the man said, well, you're right again. I said, the Lord told me to tell you you're healed. Without thinking, he saw her, you know, started to examine himself. And then just looks a startled. He said, it's gone. It's gone. Well, that's what the Lord said.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his classic teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, How to Keep It.
Now, that reveals this fact to us. You see, now, Jesus is not involved on this healing. God, in his own right of divine sovereignty, just initiates some things on his own sometimes in the areas of healing. But that's not God's best. Are you listening to me? Jesus came along. Here's one fellow that couldn't get in on that, but got healed. Jesus came along, he says. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been now a long time in that case. Well, now, how'd Jesus know? We'd say in that condition. How'd Jesus know the fellow had been a long time in that condition? By revelation of the Spirit of God, we call it the word of knowledge. It's revealed to him, in other words. So he said to him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, it's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. Now again, he didn't know who it was healed him. Now notice, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. In other words, this one man out of five porches full, this one man got healed and Jesus just left him. Why didn't he heal somebody else? Why didn't he heal all of them? Well, you see, in one area of ministering healing, when you're ministering with what we call gifts of the Spirit, the manifestation of those gifts only happen or come as the Spirit wills. So he could only minister to the one that the Spirit directed him to. Are you listening? Well, that's one area of healing. It's not the only one, It's not the only method, but it is one way or one method. And that's the reason you'll see sometimes the same thing happen in multitudes, crowds. The speaker, you know, the Spirit of God will speak to him sometimes. Sometimes he'll minister different ways. I've had the Spirit of God just point people out to me, you know. I didn't know him, never seen him before in my life, you know. But my eyes fastened on him. The Spirit of God said, that man right there, tell me what's wrong with him. And tell him, and the Spirit would say to him, you tell him that I told you, I knew it was the Lord by the Spirit speaking. Sometimes he'll tell me just to tell him. Don't lay hands on him, don't touch him. Just tell him he's healed. And I've told him, they've examined himself. In fact, I've had the Lord to point people out to him and say, now sometimes you'll have him tell him come down and lay your hands on him. But oftentimes I've had him also said, see that man right there? And I'd look back, you see him. Now that man's a sinner man. They've been saved his life. But he has a hernia or a rupture. And I want you to tell him he's healed. And so I pointed to the fellow, you know, and sometimes folks around said, you told me? No, that man right behind you there. See, I didn't know him. And he said, me? Yeah. Now I've had this happen more than once. I said, yeah, stand up. He stood up. I said, stand out now. I said, the Lord shows me you're a sinner. Well, I said, you're right so far. He shows me you have a hernia or a double rupture. Now, I have had, he said, come lay hands on. But again, I said, again, the man said, well, you're right again. I said, the Lord told me to tell you you're healed. Without thinking, he saw her, you know, started to examine himself. And then just looks a startled. He said, it's gone. It's gone. Well, that's what the Lord said. Praise God. I was preaching out full gospel convention in Phoenix, Arizona, January 1965. And I was teaching an afternoon on faith. And so I was just teaching away, you know, just a Bible lesson on sudden faith. Not having a laying on hand service, not praying for anybody, just teaching, that's all, just teaching. And so the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, there was a person that was blind, totally blind, their right eye was just healed. So I just spoke that out. Well, now there's a lady sitting here, right like these fellows are here, and there's one lady there on the front pew. And so when I said that, your right eye, instantly she'd, "Whoa, it's me, me!" And she could see, she is totally blind. Now, not only that, at the same time, there were four other people that are totally blind. Their right eye was instantly healed. Sometimes, you see, when the Spirit of God's moving, you know, the Word of God teaches us that that water is a type of the Holy Ghost. Don't the Bible teach that? I said, doesn't the Bible teach that? Now, when it comes to the new birth, because there is the work of the Spirit of God, it's the Holy Spirit that recreates your spirit and imparts eternal life unto your spirit through the Word of God. And so the water Jesus said, I give you, will be in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. Well of water. Well, water's in the well. Glory to God. But Jesus said, the last day of the feast, he stood and cried and said, "Ho, everyone is athirst, let him come unto me and drink." John 7:37-39. "For he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, or innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there is a work of the Holy Ghost in your life, in the new birth, a well of water springing up in everlasting life. But there is an experience of being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, whereby rivers, not one river, rivers of living water flow out of you to help and bless others. The water in you is just for your own benefit, but the water flowing out of you is for the benefit of others. But the point I wanted to make was this, that Jesus, teaching about the Holy Ghost, said, "But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, which they that believeth on him should receive, for as yet the Holy Ghost is not given, because Jesus is not yet glorified." Now, I want you to notice this, that the rivers are flowing. Did you notice out of your innermost being? So flow, 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 flow. Did you ever see a flowing river? You have, haven't you? Well, you see, the thing about it is, just because one man got into that flow and went down the river, everybody that gets in will go with it. So you see, the Spirit of God said there's a person with a blind eye, but the rest of the people realize and recognize the flowing of the river, and they just got in too and went with it. And if you'll do that when the Spirit's are flowing in a certain direction, just get with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, you see, here was this lady. Well, I went right on back to teaching. In that same meeting, they brought a fellow in. I saw him when he came in. Now the man had crutches, but he couldn't move along by himself. There was a fellow with him, a man, helping him, holding him up, him trying to motivate on those crutches. Every seat's taken. There's no place for him to sit down in the back. Somebody down at the front over to the side like these, some seats here, but there was just one little, well, there's just some chairs, no bench, some chairs over there to the side of the little platform like, because we was in this room, you know, in a motel. And so they bring him down now. Now that room, you see, where we were having this class, wasn't really any bigger than this room. Possibly a little deeper, not quite as wide, but probably square feet wise about the same. And so one or two of the ushers got up to help this fellow, because I'll tell you, it looked like I'm still trying to teach and they're trying to come down the aisle there. They're about halfway down. It just, you know, it looked like it took them 30 minutes to get halfway down the aisle. So two of the ushers got up, and the three men just sort of got a hold of that fellow and just virtually carried him. I mean, standing up, just sort of carried him down there and helped him. He can't sit down by himself. Finally helped him sit down in this chair. Well, I recognize the man. Because, see, this is 1965. You see, I had prayed with him a couple of years, 12 years before, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Actually, he'd been in Pentecostal circles, had been a member of Pentecost Church all of his life, a grown man somewhere in his 50s. He'd built very well, the fellow built the first shopping center in the whole shopping center in his city. But he'd never been filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'd prayed with him, laid hands on him. He's filled with the Holy Ghost in 1950, November, December, well, latter part of November and first part of December, 1953. Now then, this is January 1965, you see, so I recognize the man. And, you know, the thought, I'm still teaching, but the thought flashed through your mind, you know, wondering what happened to him. Well, maybe he's been in a car wreck and all stove up, because you can see he can't hardly move, you know, he's on these crutches. Maybe that's what happened to him. I don't know. But then, just as I finished my lesson, The word of the Lord came unto me saying about him, said, tell him to get up and walk, he's healed. Well, I didn't touch him, didn't lay hands on him, didn't pray for him. I just pointed out to him and said, the Lord told me to tell you. He tried to get up, couldn't. The fellas helped him up, and he might have took one or two halting steps with their helping him and just walked right off perfect. Amen. Now then, 5 years later, he was in one of my meetings, and I saw him back and called him up to the front, you know, told about his healing. He leaped off of a high platform and, you know, now it's somewhere in his 60s and ran down the aisle. Now here's his testimony. See, he is a man of some wealth, and he said, like I told you, built the first shopping center, owned it, paid for it, clear. Man worth millions. And the doctors in his city couldn't figure out what's wrong with him. They sent him over to Los Angeles. And they couldn't exactly figure out what was wrong with him. They suggest that he go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And so he, being a man of some wealth, he just chartered him a jet plane, just chartered the thing and flew him up there. He stayed up there quite a while, and they didn't find out what was wrong with him. It's a very rare disease. Not too many people have it. It's something very similar to multiple sclerosis, and yet it isn't that, but it does attack the muscles and nerves of your body. And they said to him from the Mayo Clinic, we'll just be honest with you and tell you the truth about it. Not a thing in the world will be done. He was on a cane at that time. Said, you'll go from the cane to the crutches, from the crutches to the wheelchair. And right then he should have been in the wheelchair. And then you'll go from the wheelchair to the bed, from the bed to your grave. Absolutely incurable. But there he was, healed. Praise God. And these years later, in fact, I just saw him out at Full Gospel Benjamin's Convention this last January in Phoenix. Saw him there. Praise God. Somewhere, you know, in his 70s now, but still healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We have Rhema Spring College Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's April the 12th through the 14th right here on the Rhema USA campus.
You can go to rhema.org and find out all about it, register and all of that. It's a free event. You get to attend classes. You meet with the dean. You get a tour of the campus. There's a big worship night with the worship team. And then there's information about jobs and housing, and there's a fun night.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of things happening. And so if you want to know something about Rhema Bible College, just go and sign up and come on and be out here with us on April 12th through the 14th, right here, Friday through the Sunday.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, How to Keep It. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.